This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Brunei Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah today. The discussions are likely to touch upon all aspects of bilateral relations and also explore new areas of cooperation. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talks. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation tour to Brunei and Singapore. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India in Bandar Seri Begawan. Prime Minister Modi will head for Singapore later today for the second leg of his two-nation visit at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Vishvashanti Buddha Vihar at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Union Minister Ramdas Athawale and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar will be present on the occasion. President will also meet the beneficiaries of the Shasan Apalya Dari and Mukhyamantri Maji Ladki Bahin Yojana at the Udegiri College grounds. President Murmu will also visit Takht Sachkhand Shri Huzur Sahib Gurdwara in Nanded. She is on a three-day visit to Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu has delegated powers to Delhi Lieutenant Governor L.G. Vinay Kumar Saxena to constitute and appoint members to any authority, board, commission or statutory body. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a notification in this regard. Memorandum of settlement will be signed among central and Tripura governments, representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today, in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura Manik Saha, and senior officials of Home Ministry and Tripura government will also be present during the signing of the Memorandum of Settlement. Centre has signed 12 important agreements to bring peace and prosperity in the northeast. Of them, the three agreements are related to Tripura. Around 10,000 people have given up arms and joined mainstream due to signing of several agreements by Narendra Modi government. Many prominent literary, theatre and film personalities of West Bengal have announced to return the honours conferred on them by the state government over the Arjikor hospital issue. They include actor Sudipta Chakraborty, theatre personality Bipla Bandyopadhyay and thespian Chandan Sen. The World Bank has said that India's medium-term outlook is expected to remain positive and amid challenging external conditions. According to the World Bank's latest report, the growth is forecast to reach 7% in the financial year 2024-25. It will also remain strong in 2025-26 and 2026-27. It added that with robust revenue growth and further fiscal consolidation, the debt-to-GDP ratio is projected to decline from 83.9% in financial year 2023-24 to 82% by 2026-27. The current account deficit is expected to remain at around 1 to 1.6% of GDP up to financial year 2026-27. Switzerland reopened its embassy in Baghdad, Iraq after 33 years of closure following the Gulf War. In a statement, Iraqi Foreign Ministry said that the reopening of the Swiss embassy came within the framework of strengthening bilateral relations between Iraq and Switzerland and reflects the desire of the two countries to consolidate cooperation in various fields. In 1991, Switzerland closed its embassy in Iraq as a result of the Gulf War, which led the ouster of Saddam Hussein's forces from Kuwait. In Paris Paralympics, India bagged 5 medals yesterday that took their medals tally to 20, the best ever in a single edition of Paralympics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called India's Paralympic champions to congratulate them. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is proud of its athletes. Before the Paris Paralympics, India's best performance was 19 medals in Tokyo 2020. On day 7, the Indian contingent will be in action in multiple events today. Archer Harinder Singh will be in focus alongside multiple track and field athletes on day 7 of Paris Paralympics. In powerlifting, Paramjeet Kumar will eye a podium finish in men's 49 kg finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.